listeners of ACED English, welcome back. This is Selah.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》This is 翩翩。哎 Selah, 咱们前面刚做了一期关于谷爱凌的 podcast、那今天呢我们要带大家来看一下国外媒体以及国际网友眼中的另一个中国奥运冠军苏翊鸣怎么样
Yeah, so 苏翊鸣 is becoming a household name at the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games
哎对哎你刚才用的这个 a household name 就是一个家喻户晓的名字哈 a household name 那昨天呢我跟希拉在准备这期节目的时候看到 CNN 的一篇报道哈那个标题真的是挺有意思的他怎么说的
Yeah, it was really interesting. It said, Move aside, Eileen Gu, here comes 苏翊鸣
就是谷爱凌让一让苏翊鸣驾到 Move aside 就是让一让让一让
It's a really good way to put it.
对
Yeah, so in movie terms, Sue's Olympic debut was a blockbuster.
哎，对，套用电影的术语就是 in movie terms. 那么他的这个首次的奥运演出呢，是一记重磅，可以说就是一个 was a blockbuster. 哎
，Yes, like Hollywood blockbuster.
对，那我们用一句英文来总结一下苏翊鸣吧，好不好
？Yeah.So, 苏翊鸣 is a Chinese snowboarder, an Olympic champion, and also a former child actor.
就是他首先是一个 Chinese snowboarder. 这个 snowboard 是指滑雪板,对吗?那后面加一个 er, 就是 snowboarder, 变成了滑雪运动员。然后呢,奥运会冠军呢就是
Olympic champion.
对 ,Olympic champion. 而且呢他是这个以前的童星对吧
Yeah, he was a former child actor.
Yes, a former Chinese actor.
Yep, and he was an actor when he was a child.
Yeah.
So, put together, you would just say child actor.
那以前的童星呢用的是这个 former child actor 那么这个 former 是指的前任对吧比如说前任总统啊前任老师啊前任政府用的都是这个 former 这个单词 right?
Yeah, former is more using to describe maybe a job or a position it's more formal
就是主要是描述一些以前的职位啊以前的工作可能会用到这个 former, 对吧
Yes.
对。
But if you are referring to maybe a boyfriend or husband, then you will use another one, ex.
对，比如说你的这个前夫呀、前男友啊、前妻啊、前女友啊，就这样的前任是要用这个 ex。比如说前夫就是
ex-husband。
对，前男友呢
？ex-boyfriend。
前妻呢
？ex-wife。
然后还有前女友
？ex-girlfriend。
哎，很有意思哈。那说到这个苏翊鸣呢，就是这次在北京冬奥会上可以说是一鸣惊人，取得了很大的成绩哈。
Yes, he did. It was very impressive. He was the first snowboarder to complete and land the 1980 degree aerial spin and won a silver medal at the men's slopestyle.
而且他还破世界吉尼斯纪录了。
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He also broke a Guinness World Record.
Guinness World Record 就是这个吉尼斯纪录哈。他是因为做了一个这种动作对吧 ？The action.
Yeah, I could never do it.
主要呢就是这个男子大跳台项目，就是这个 Big Air 项目对吧 ？He gets gold, 然后夺金了。
Yeah. Yes, he won the gold medal in the Big Air event.
Big Air event 是中国 Big Air 这个 event 方面。也是拿奥运金牌的第一人哈。
Yes, of course. He is the first Chinese man to win a gold medal in this event, and he will get to say that for the rest of his life.
对，一生都会带着这样的光环哈。
Yeah.
那我们带大家来看看国外媒体对苏翊鸣的一个评价吧。
Sure. Yeah.
那么其实我们看到就是相对于这个谷爱凌哈国外无论是这个 media 媒体还是这个 netizen 就是网民对苏翊鸣的这个评价都相当的这个 positive 就是很正面哈首先呢就是有很多的外媒和粉丝是为苏翊鸣鸣不平的
Yes, many fans are saying that Sue was robbed by the low judging scores.
大家都觉得苏翊鸣是被低的评分给 robbed, 抢夺了。哎，这是为什么呢？
Yeah, a lot of people are very upset because the judges made a mistake、mm-hmm. and did not see an error made by the gold medalist Max Perot from Canada.
群众眼睛是雪亮的哈，大家都看到了这个加拿大金牌得主就这个 gold medalist of Canada,、mm-hmm. 他犯的这个错误，但是评委呢 the judges 却没有看到。
Yep, and they did not score him for what he did properly, so many feel he was robbed of his victory.
所以大家都觉得苏翊鸣的胜利被抢走了 He was robbed of his victory. 所以呢，应该是国外的网友觉得，哎，这个苏翊鸣应该被公正的评价，对吧？
Yes, he deserves justice for his performance.
He deserves justice. 那除了这个为苏翊鸣鸣不平之外呢，国外的媒体还用了很多地道高级的英文词来形容苏翊鸣，对吧？就感觉这些词是 you'll never learn them from the textbooks.
No, not at all.
对，课本上学不到的一些词哈。那我们来看一看，首先这个国际奥委会官方网站它发了一篇文章，它是怎么评价的这个苏翊鸣呢？
Yeah, so the first headline says, "Who is Chinese snowboard prodigy?"
这里就用了一个单词来形容苏翊鸣，可以说是夸人的天花板哈。这个单词就是什么呢
？Prodigy.
Prodigy 就是奇才。我们再重复一下这个标题哈，就是 "Who is Chinese snowboard prodigy?" 苏翊鸣。
Yes. So you could say a chess prodigy.
就是象棋奇才。
Or you can say, in this case, a snowboard prodigy.
苏翊鸣呢，就是一个 a snowboard prodigy, 就是滑雪奇才。那其实还有很多是那种神童，对吧？就是从小就很厉害的那种神童，怎么说呢？
That would be a child prodigy.
A child prodigy.
Do you hear the word prodigy? It's referring to a child that is very good at something when he is very young. So not very often will you call an adult a prodigy.
所以呢，这个奇才一般还是指的这个就是年轻人哈，对吧？更加倾向于去形容一些小孩儿，因为本身这个苏翊鸣也是还没有满十八岁嘛 ，right?
No, he's still a child.
对，依然是个孩子，所以呢，叫他这个 prodigy 是非常合适的。那还有这个英文媒体呢，说这个奇才苏翊鸣会载入史册。
Yeah, snowboard prodigy 苏翊鸣 soars into history books.
Soars into history books.就载入史册哈，因为就像 CNN 报道那样，他赢得的是中国第一枚滑雪金牌。
Yes, so CNN said 17-year-old Su Yiming wins China's first ever snowboarding gold.
就是这个 first ever 就是有史以来的第一个哈 snowboarding gold 就是滑雪金牌。
Yes.
哎，我今天还在这个 Japan Times 就是看到一篇报道哈，就说我们这个中国网友呢在 gush。Over 就是 G-U-S-H Gush over 就是津津乐道然后滔滔不绝的去议论这个苏翊鸣和谷爱凌的友谊那这个英文标题是怎么写的呢
It says Chinese netizens gush over friendship between Eileen Gu and 苏翊鸣
gush over 话说这个 gush over 用的是真好啊 gush over something 就是指滔滔不绝交口称赞什么东西对吧而且呢国外媒体呢把咱们网民把咱们的 Chinese netizens 在微博上 gush over 的数据都给扒出来了
Yes, so people just loved seeing pictures of them together、mm-hmm. and Gu posted a pictureUh-huh. of them together from when they were young.
Yes.
And said Su was her day one,
yeah.
And she congratulated him on his silver medal.
Yes, it's true.
They have been friends for a long time and trained together when they were kids.
Exactly. 所以呢的确是他们两个小时候训练的时候就认识。哎你知道吗就是小时候这个苏翊鸣以前是演过电影的。
Yeah, it's amazing. He played a country skiing child in the 2014 movie The Taking of Tiger Mountain when he was only 8 years old.
对，就在这个智取威虎山，苏翊鸣演的是小栓子，是一个 skiing child， 就是那种滑雪的小男孩哈。那时候他才八岁，好像他被选上就是因为他八岁的时候他滑雪技术就已经相当好了。
Yeah, he could play the part very well because he was a good skier.
Exactly.
Sue says that his parents first took him snowboarding when he was 4 years old.
Wow, 好像第一节课就感觉到对这个滑雪是一见钟情，是不是？
Yeah, he says his first class was a love at first sight moment.
啊，四岁时的第一节课就感觉对滑雪是 love at first sight 这样一个 moment， 就是一见倾心的时刻。哎，我只能说、mm-hmm. he was born to do this.
For sure, yeah. And he also works very hard、mm-hmm. and trains around 320 days a year.
Wow. Yeah. 太刻苦训练了 huh? Working、
so、
very hard.、
Days.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's working very hard to achieve his dreams.
嗯，这么努力啊。有人说这个苏翊鸣呢离开娱乐圈之后他成了世界冠军。
Yeah, he became a world champion、mm-hmm. after leaving the entertainment industry.
嗯，就离开这个 entertainment industry, 就是离开这个娱乐圈之后呢他变成这个 world champion, right? 所以呢就是你知道吗 在中国我们是有两个频道嘛，这个 CCTV6 就是演电影的一个 channel。然后呢这个 CCTV5 就是专门 for sports。
Yeah.
所以呢就是中国的这个 netizens, 网友们呢就是说苏翊鸣是从 CCTV6 然后炫到这个 CCTV5.
That's a very good way to put it. You know, what's more impressive is he did this just days shy of his 18th birthday.
Wow.苏翊鸣的这个十八岁生日即将到来，哎，但是你刚才这个用法真的好地道哈，就是这个有文化的母语人士才会教会我们的这种表达方式，就是这个，哇，我刚才真的被惊艳到，就是 days shy of his 18th birthday， 就是 days shy of， 就是离某一个日子没有几天了哈，就是用的是这个 shy， 害羞这个单词，就是 days shy of his 18th birthday。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.Typically, you will use that if you're talking about something big, like,、mm-hmm. I am days shy of graduating.
离毕业没有几天了哈，就是 days shy of my graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. or days shy of my wedding.、Mm-hmm. So it means right before something.、
Mm, right before, 马上就要到什么时刻了。Days shy of my wedding. Wow.
Yeah.
这个用法真的是学到了哈。其实呢我们这一期的 podcast 会在周五发布，那一天呢正好是苏翊鸣的生日。
Wow, well happy birthday to him if he's listening.
对，如果苏翊鸣在听我们这期节目的话，祝你生日快乐， happy birthday. 据说呢这位 prodigy 就这位奇才呢就是有三个愿望。
So his first wish is to be selected、mm-hmm.To go to the Olympics and represent his own country. So、mm. he already did that. Check.
yeah. 就是第一个愿望呢就是说是去参加被选中、就是、to be selected, 被选上去 go to the Olympics, 对吧然后这个已经 check,、mm. 实现了已经。然后呢这个并且呢是 represents his own country, 然后是代表祖国的、mm. represents, 就是代表什么哈这个也是已经 check 了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.So I think these wishes are from his last birthday until this birthday, right?
对，应该是。
Yeah. So then his second wish is to stand on the podium、mm-hmm. as first place、mm-hmm. and get glory for my、yeah. country as I listen to my country's anthem being、mm-hmm. played.
哇、wow, 哦这个也是 check 哈、啊。说我的第二个愿望就是能够 stand on the podium, 就是那种领奖台上就是 podium, 对吧然后呢是站在领奖台上是作为第一名的这个成绩给站上去的就是 stand on the podium as a first place, right?、Mm-hmm. 并且呢 at 为国争光它是怎么说呢 gets
glory for my country.
啊 gets glory.For my country. 而且呢是在我听着我自己国家的这个国歌的时候 My country's anthem. 然后这个也是 check, check, check.
Check, he's done so many already.
对实现太多愿望了、yeah. 所以第三个愿望呢好像也应该很接近了哈 very close.
Yeah, So his third wish is this year when he turns 18, mm-hmm. he wants to get into his dream college.
哎呦，我觉得这一条说出来之后吧，就是他到18岁这一年呢，希望能够 get into his dream college, 就能够拿到理想大学的这个通知书。我觉得就好多这个大学都已经感觉到 wow, I'm getting nervous.
I'll take you.
I'll take you. I'm ready to compete.
Yes, but this wish feels very normal. It reminds me that he is also just a kid that wants normal things.
Exactly. 对，的确是，这就是普通的一个，虽然他是一个 prodigy, 但是同时呢，他也是一个普通的17岁的孩子 right、mm-hmm. 想要进一个好点的大学
Yeah, I wonder what he wants to study.
我其实特别想知道 what is his dream college?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. 好那我们今天呢就聊到这里
Thank you for listening to everything we learned about the amazing Su Yiming.
在这一期节目当中呢我们给大家介绍了非常多的实用的高级的英文词汇、mm-hmm. 你学到了没有啊
It's very good everyday language that will make your English sound so much better.
Exactly. 好如果大家还有什么想了解的想说的可以留言告诉我们
Thank you for listening.
See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.